Jerry, that'd be a mobile.
WKN 4 VWA.
Your Hart's text message. Did you see Gearhart's text message?
No, I did not. I'll have to look and see. Are y'all going?
Christmas decorations day for me. I've already got everything out of the attic. Now, as she puts stuff up, I have to put empty boxes with stuff that was in its place up back in the attic. It's kind of a all-day ordeal to get all the decorations out, and then when it's all over with, it takes another day to get it all back put away.
Done that. Yep. Except I don't have to deal with an attic. Mine are down in a building up on the top of those steel racks I've got. So they're not quite as bad. Except for right now, when I got all this stuff on the floor where I've rearranged, and I got all the kids' furniture and everything else in the book in there. So, my son-in-law is going to be climbing. Well, so what time is Gerhardt going out today?
Text message asking if either one of us was going. He didn't put a time, and I think that would probably depend on our answers to him. But if either one of us says yes, I think that's when I think the time would come next. And, yeah, I've got mine's all in the attic, and we got more down this time than is going back up. That means trips to the dump afterwards.
Now, you start looking at them and going, oh, that's the one we got when the fourth one was born, and start getting all that sentimental stuff going, and all of a sudden, they wind up back in the attic.
Well, that's the reason that I told her, if we don't put as much up there, we can spread it out better, and I'll even add more shelves so that we don't have to stack it as deep. That way, it'll make it easier. So I think that might happen. I don't know. That's incentive. She's been, you know, talking to her mother, and her mother has let go of a lot of stuff, and her mother's convincing her to purge, to get rid of some stuff. Yeah, it is sentimental. You're right. But, you know, space is valuable, too.
Yep, and I know that also painfully well. Matter of fact, you know those dumpsters they bring in, a yarder, for construction sites? I've already had one brought in last year, and I think I'm going to do it one more time this year after the kids get into their house so that I can reclaim some space.
She brought that up today. How much are those, and how many days do you keep them?
Generally, you can get one for about $250 for a week. And, or I don't know what some of them are doing now. Sometimes you can get them in there for a half a week for about, $200. The basic cost is in the pickup and delivery, or in this case, delivery and pickup, and the dump fee. You know, so many dollars per ton that they get rid of, and that's your base cost. They don't really charge you all that much for the container itself.
She wants to do that. I told her if she would point out what she wants gone, that she's going to be on a trip to Boise, Idaho, all next week. So I told her, when you get back, it'll all be gone. Just point it out. I'll make multiple trips to the dump. But there's not enough time between now and the time she leaves to do that. So we'll probably wind up doing that. That's not too bad. And $50 for the other half of the week is probably be worth it.
To me, you know, that way you're not quite so under the gun to get it done on a time frame, you know, a tight schedule. And running up and down those stairs and up into the attic and down, up and down, up and down can get quite taxing.
She said, you're not as old. Well, no, when we were getting down. So I get down the heavy stuff first, and I'm up in the attic. I'm getting the heavy stuff first. And then for all the lightweight stuff, she's up there picking stuff out. And when we had it all down, she said, we're not as young as we used to be, are we? I told her, speak for yourself.
My wife is sitting right here in the seat next to me, and all that flying we do helps keep us in shape.
That is absolutely true. Speaking of which, I was looking at that Maytek or Matek. I don't know. Some people pronounce it Matek and some people call it Maytek. It's M-A-T-E-K. The flight controller to replace the Pixhawk. They've got a N9M GPS. It's GNSS that gets, like, GPS is the United States GPS, you know, coordinate system, the satellite system. GNSS is that plus global, plus many, many others. I was reading a review on one of those GPSs that guy got. He got 23 satellites, like 60 seconds into turning it on. There's a whole lot more than just the U.S. GPS system. So just thought I'd throw that out there. I think some of the newer stuff is a whole lot better than the older stuff that's been out there for a while.
I go on in this conversation. The comment about flying keeps me in good shape got me one of those looks. But it's the truth, honey. It keeps me in good shape. Out there on my feet, moving around, chasing airplanes that crash. So, anyhow, yeah, I mean, the more, well, no, but the accuracy is determined by the number of satellites, yes, but also the sensitivity of the receiver, isn't it?
Well, this one, so they're not on the same frequencies. The older ones, the U.S. is on a frequency, and the GPSs I've been getting only do the U.S. satellites, and there's a limited quantity of them. The more you get, the more chances are you're going to be up and off of the horizon. If everything you got was right on the horizon, the horizontal delusion of precision is extremely high, and that's what causes them to jump all over the place. Once you get away from that, then they get extremely precise. That's why I went with two GPSs. But I can't get this Maytek to do two GPSs. So I think one with several coordinate systems, not just the United States coordinate system, but the global, the European, there's Chinese have one, Russia has one. This one uses all of them. So the probability of getting it right is much higher, and getting off of the horizon with the satellites is much higher as well.
If you can integrate it, that would be the thing, man. That would make some real nice accuracy. Hey, did you read on the Google feeds here the other day that the Russians created a debris problem for the ISS by target practicing on one of their own satellites and destroying it in orbit from the ground?
Yeah, that's a real big problem. That's a huge problem. Give me a second. I'm at Home Depot getting Christmas tree lights. She does this every year instead of working with tangled ones. She just gets new ones. So I've got to punch my number in here, and I'll be back. But, yeah, this is like the second or third time that they've done that. Creates a demolition derby for the other satellites that are up there. They've got to dodge all that stuff, and that's sometimes hard to do. Plus, it's dangerous for astronauts to get outside and do work on vehicles. But anyway, give me a second. I got to punch in my number here, and I'll be back. W4DJW. This curbside pickup's kind of nice. You ever use it? W4DJW.
The what is nice?
Curbside pickup. You don't even have to go in the store. You just park out on the curb, and you punch a button saying, I'm here, and I'm in a black Nissan Maxima, and I'm in spot number 3, and they'll just bring your stuff to you.
KN4VWA. No, I've never used that. I'm one of these people that's, you know, I need to pick it up, look it over, read the box, you know, see what my alternatives are in the stack in the store. And I know you can do all that online, but, you know, I'm a very hands-on kind of person.
I mean, I can see how you would do that for some things, but for Christmas tree lights, they get over and over again, year after year. It's the same thing. Nothing new about it. Not saying this year as they were last year. Yeah, just bring it to me. I won't risk going in there and inhaling that new strand of C-19.
Good U.S. yet? I thought it was just in South Africa and some of those areas.
They're now saying that it's possible that it's already here and we just didn't know about it. Not, that wouldn't surprise me at all. There's probably a lot more here than we're aware of. There's, you know, there, people are mobile these days. People are highly mobile these days.
Well, we are headed down to the clock on Wade Hampton beside the Bob Jones University. I'm taking my nephew down there. He came up. He was one of the hungry hordes that came up for the weekend to do Thanksgiving with us on Saturday. We had 13 in. Fun, fun, fun. We completely decimated a 12-pound and a 13-pound turkey.
Today is our last day of eating leftovers. Oh, here they are. They're here already. I'll be back in a second. W4DJW. I'm back. That was super simple.
Home Depot and Brewer?
I am. It took me less time waiting there at spot number 3 than it would be for me to find somebody that would and have to go through the checkout and all of that stuff. I was just parked there for, 2 minutes? And then leave. I love it.
Well, wave out the front. I'm passing by right now. Hey, Dave! I'm waving at you.
No, is that you? I think I just saw you with your new camper on. Were you headed toward Greer or away from Greenville or toward Greenville away from Greer?
Away from Greer towards Greenville.
Well, I'm pulling out behind you, headed in your direction. Yeah, there's not hardly anybody on Wade Hampton. I was able to pull out and cut all the way across. I'm about to turn right at Five Guys.
But there you go. All right. Well, we're cruising on in, and we're going to get some lunch at the original, or well, not the original, but the clock down at, next to Bob Jones. That's the oldest clock in the area right now, I believe, to my knowledge, because the one downtown closed up. Or was that a Pete's? You know, the Pete's down on North Main? I think that closed.
A clock, and probably still is a clock. I haven't been there in years, but it hasn't been like 30 years since I've been there, but I've probably been there 5 or 6 years ago, and it's still a clock.
I think they closed it recently, and they got a gold mine for the property. Now, you know the one at the bottom of the hill at East North Street and Lawrence Road closed a long time ago after it flooded.
East North and Lawrence Road comes here. That's way on up there toward Greenville. Yeah, I'm talking about the one at Bob Jones, the one in that same triangle that Red Lobster's in.
No. That one is still there, and that's the oldest clock in the area. The one I was talking about was out North Main Street, out past the ball field downtown. And it was up there at the top of the hill as you're going out towards the old Poe Mill. That was the original, I think, or if it wasn't a Pete's. And that one, I think that one closed recently.
About that one, I just know when I was going to East Side, that clock over there in that triangle where Red Lobster is was very, very popular to go through. I think we did go up to Greenville every now and then and go up and down Main Street once and then leave. It's kind of boring. Hey, I'm behind this big van call, and it's got this thing on the back of it, www.ngu.edu. Is that Phil? NGU, North Greenville University.edu. Is that Phil?
Call sign is W4NGU. I don't know. You say it's a van? He drives a Ford F-150.
No, this is a hauler that could probably take 15, 20 people in it. And on the back of it, it's got Make a Joyful Sound. And in a circle with like a torch in the middle of it, it's got North Greenville University written going around in circles. I think it's, doesn't he work for a university?
No. Phil, Bill actually is a, he is pretty much the number two man there as the fundraiser. He goes out and assists people in donating to the university.
What university?
Oh, North Greenville University.
Okay, so this is the same thing, because that's what it says, NG, North Greenville University, .edu.
All sign, just www.ngu.edu.
Exactly that, yeah. That's the company he works for, I think, or the educational institution he works for.
Absolutely correct. Now, I'm glad I understood what you said. I thought the van had the call sign on the back. But no, that's their traveling choir. They go out to a lot of the churches that support North Greenville University. It's a Baptist-affiliated school.
McFarland or some other university in the area?
Furman is now an independent school. It was started by the Southern Baptist Association 100-something years ago. And I believe about 25 years ago, when they got all, you know, politically correct, it split with the, it managed to break off from any affiliation with Southern Baptist denomination or support.
I wouldn't understand exactly what it was that he did, or I just heard bits and pieces and tried to put pieces together, but never really was successful. Well, I'm about to turn in here, so I won't hold you up any longer. Enjoy your lunch, and good talking to you. You might want to ping Gearhart and let him know that you are or are not going flying today. I don't think I'm going to get finished in time to go flying, even though it's not very windy and not very cold. But anyway, good talking to you. Take care. Be safe. CAN4VWA, W4DJW.
Say, hamburger steak, half and half, with salad. Ooh, baby. Oil change and a grease job. I'm on my way. Dave, have a good day. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving. I'll be in touch next week. Including the Bloody Wonder, I've got all of my aircraft ready to fly. So I'm going to be tinkering around a little bit. Maybe we'll be able to go one evening late. So talk to you soon. CAN4VWA, clear.
Oh, I'm batching it all week. I'll be able to go flying anytime I want. CAN4VWA, W4DJW, clear.